We're here in the forests, a few kilometres away from the contested town of Liman. Now, we were here a few days ago and things have changed quite dramatically since then. Russian forces are now in full control of a village to my left, a few kilometres in that direction, a town called Zarezhne. They are also contesting another village called Yampil. What they are trying to do is take full control of Liman from the Ukrainian forces that, as I say, are a few kilometres in that direction and push south towards Slavyansk. Now, we've been here about an hour. There have been volley after volley of incoming and outgoing shells. You can hear another one there. And this shelling is getting closer and closer to Slavyansk. Another shell explodes close by. But incredibly, not a single house has been hit in the next village down the road. But it is only a few kilometres away from the slowly advancing Russian army. Children play on bikes in the evening sun. A gentle stroll down the lane by the church. Life is almost disturbingly normal on the surface.
All our family is here, so we don't want to leave. We are all from this village. Our life is here. Many of our friends have left, but many of them want to come home because they miss their life in the village.
We hope everything will be okay and they go somewhere else or turn around and not come back.
From the top of a nearby coal slag heap, you get a sense of the scale of this vast flat landscape in eastern Ukraine. Another shell explodes. Smoke rises from burning buildings in the distance. A missile is fired towards a target, potentially tens, maybe hundreds of kilometres away. There are hundreds of villages like these right the way across this region that seemingly are directly in the line of Russia's potential advance. The Russian military control an area only a few kilometres in that direction, and they are trying to sweep through here on their way to try and surround Slavyansk. Meanwhile, there are thousands of civilians in places like this, and they are terrified of the days ahead. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Eastern Ukraine.